Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And last week I left everybody with a challenge, so we got to clear that up.
Let's do that.
I said, start with the phrase marriage proposal. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a two-word term for what a skeptical bride might have upon receiving a marriage proposal. What are the words?
Well, she might have a groom reappraisal.
Nicely done.
Thank you. All right, Ian, on May 6th, 1889, the Eiffel Tower was officially opened to the public at the Universal Exposition in Paris. It cost 2 francs to walk up to the first level. The elevators were not in service until some 3 weeks later. 3 francs to go to the second level, and 5 francs to climb the 1,710 steps to the top level. By the end of the exhibition, nearly 1.9 million people had visited the tower. I'm afraid of heights, so I'll let you go to the top and I'll stay down here on the ground and ask you some questions about the Eiffel Tower.
But I'm afraid of heights too.
I said, you'll go to the top and I'll stay down here and ask the questions. Eiffel received numerous criticisms over the feasibility and the necessity of his tower. He responded by saying, quote, my tower will be the tallest edifice ever erected by man. Will it not also be grandiose in its way? And why would something admirable in Egypt become hideous and ridiculous in Paris? To what was Eiffel comparing his tower?
The Great Pyramid?
That's right, the pyramids. Part of the original criticism was the line, for the Eiffel Tower, which even commercial America would not accept, is without doubt the dishonor of Paris. When it was completed in 1889, the 984-foot, or 300.6-meter, Eiffel Tower became the tallest freestanding structure in the world, surpassing the 555-foot-tall Washington Monument. In 1930, it was itself surpassed by which New York City building, widely regarded as a classic example of Art Deco architecture?
I will say the Empire State Building.
That is a good guess. That is the building that replaced this one as the tallest one.
So it's the Chrysler
Building. It is the Chrysler Building. That's correct. And when the broadcasting antenna was added to the Eiffel Tower in 1957, it actually became taller than the Chrysler Building. Semolina Pilchard climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Elementary Penguin singing Hare Krishna. Man, you should have seen them kicking Edgar Allan Poe. Are lyrics from what 1967 Beatles song? The title character of which was taken from Lewis Carroll's Through the Looking Glass.
I think I have to pass.
The song is called I Am the Walrus.
Oh, of course.
Right. And after writing the song, John Lennon said, later I went back and looked at it and realized that the walrus was the bad guy in the story and the carpenter was the good guy. I thought I picked the wrong guy. A 1967 feasible but expensive plan to bring the Eiffel Tower to Montreal for Expo 67 between then-mayor Jean Drapeau and what French president was ultimately scrapped, fearing the tower wouldn't be returned to its home in Paris?
Charles de Gaulle.
It is Charles de Gaulle, that's right. And the plan was to put a sign at the site of the Eiffel Tower saying that it had gone to Montreal and would, quote, be back soon.
That's great.
What famous movie critic once said facetiously in his column that if a scene in a film is set in Paris, no matter where in the city it is, the Eiffel Tower will be visible in the background?
Ebert?
Yes, Mr. Roger Ebert said that. Well, it looks like Ian is au courant on his Eiffel Tower trivia.
Ish.
At this point, I think it's de rigueur for you to send us some croissants, so mail them to quiz@wamc.org.
Or if you're having some deja vu with these questions, double check at wamc.org/anyquestions, where you can also find this week's challenge. Mike?
Start with the words Paris and tower. Change one letter to an N, and you can rearrange the result to spell a word for someone you often see in a restaurant. What is the word?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, Ask Me Another, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we will be back at this same time next week.
Au revoir.